buying time, killing people that's in line. Lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Caesarship, force of air. Fuck them back, it's only for they bomb. They shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape. They burn the kids, no one makes gun. Trees, lie to your face, fight. Buying time, killing people next in line. Lower classes, social side, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. See their shit, force a bear. Fuck them back, it's only fair. They bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape. They burn the kids, no one leaves gun. Trees, lie to your face, fight and die, cause God forgives. Yeah.
Okay, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Game On right here on UCY.T. I'm your host for the next hour. And I guess somebody out there has got to be singing the swan song for Mr. Obama. I mean, he's got a 8-year run here. And for 8 years about, all I've heard is... He's not allowed to be the president because he wasn't born in America. So after 8 years of that nonsense, I mean, if the guy wasn't born in America, which I don't believe he was, but even if he was, well, he wasn't. But how, you know, he managed to stay in there for 8 years. What does that say about the American population? Not a hell of a lot. Everybody's been bitching and complaining. This guy has no legitimate right to be sitting in the presidential office, but for 8 years there he sat. So hopefully people are waking up to some serious situations here. I mean, how is it that you can have someone who's not legitimate sitting in the White House for 8 years, pushing the UN agendas forward, the globalist agendas forward, continuing to destroy America and the men and women who built the place. So now we got a new election going on. So, you know, Obama's out and somebody's in. Who's it going to be? My call is, and I have paid no attention to this election. It's just bizarro world, continuation of the bizarro world. I mean, Rothschild says, you know, give me control of the money. I don't give a damn who you elect. Rothschild and the boys, we control both sides. What do we give a damn? You know, so the elections really aren't worth the paper they're written on. But that aside, and again, I paid no attention to it. This idea of all these, I watch people and listen to people. Oh, Julian Assange has released new emails. Well, the guy works for them. The guy's a globalist. He's a plant. He's a player. All you got to do is do about... I paid no attention to these emails. I paid no attention to this Julian Assange guy. I spent 10 minutes looking into him a week or so ago, and bang, the guy's a player. Like, how stupid are people? How and I got people going, He's a hero. No, he's not a hero. Well, he's a hero, I guess, to the globalists, but he certainly isn't a hero to any man and woman that wants freedom or peace. That's for damn sure. People get so suckered so easy. They're always looking for a hero. This is a hero, that's a hero. So the rights guy here at Trump set up as the hero. And heroes ain't going to do you any good. Heroes are like for cartoons and movies. But then that's all people really know anymore, isn't it? Cartoons and movies and things like that. These things are so implanted in there. Oh, here comes the hero now to save the day. Wow, you're going to be mightily disappointed. Mightily disappointed. But anyways, after I watched the clip of the dinner, after the final meeting of Clinton and Trump, that dinner with Kissinger and the Archbishop and this array of news people, Bilderbergers, CFRs, and trilaterals, and all the rest of these clowns. Trump said at the very end, and I'm your boy. And then I got thinking about it a little bit, and I said, you know, it's getting hot under the collar south of the border, and they're probably going to put Trump in. Just to chill out the right side a little bit, cool them out. And that's my call. So that's how I looked at the election, not on policies of either of the leaders or either the candidates, not what they said. I don't give a damn what they said. Anybody that would believe a politician has a mental problem. Why do they always tell us what they're going to do, and then once they get elected, they don't do what they say they're going to do? Duh. Duh. I mean, how long has this been going on? For a long, long time. How long does it take people to catch on? So, but anyway, my call for the election is Trump. And if I'm wrong, it doesn't really matter, does it? One, I can't vote. And nor can any of the American men and women vote. Because the legal system does not recognize the living man or woman. You're not recognizable. They only recognize paper. And paper ain't alive. So all of those votes that are being cast are just proxy corporate votes. That's all they are. It's been verified by... My telephone's ringing. That might be Donald Trump. Just a minute. Hello? Hello? Good, who am I talking to? Art, I thought it was Donald Trump, for Christ's sakes, it's the election, you dipshit. Oh, did I just hear Hillary in the background? I heard a woman in the background. Is that Hillary? Hello, Hillary. Now, I know you and Donald were, I know you, Hillary, went to Donald's wedding, so I'm not surprised you're sitting in the same room watching the election. But I'm yeah, she's home. They went down, picked her up. And you know the kicker? She's home. She just had a bit of a, what do we call it, a nervous meltdown or something, but the kicker is when they got there and they said what hospital she's in, they wouldn't tell him. No, that's privileged information because she's over 18 now. They can't tell the parents where the child is. Well, it is bullshit. Dougie's not a happy camper. But I'm in the middle of doing a show here. But anyways, listen, Donald, I hope it works out for you. And if not, it'll work out for Hillary. But it's all one big happy family in Election Day, isn't it? Hey, you got that right. Okay. All right, be good. Well, I thought I had a scoop there. I thought that was Donald and Hillary, but unfortunately that was neither one of them. But, as bizarre as that may have sounded, it no more... bizarre than the election. So I have somewhere up here, while I'm doing this, people that used to listen to me over on Orion Talk Radio, I came out a long time ago that I wanted to start a new tourist attraction, a travel deal. And I called it Piss on Their Graves Tour. And, Rockefeller can't live much longer, nor can Kissinger. And they'll go on the Piss on Their Graves Tour as well. So all the people that can think and get on the tour buses, we go down to wherever they're buried, we get out, and we piss on them. They deserve to be pissed on. They've pissed on everyone the entire time they were alive, so it's our turn to piss on them. So I see Janet Reno died. She's on the list. Piss on Janet Reno. Again, I say that at the same time. I do feel for her family members because she probably wasn't the ass with her family that she was in her public official deal. And there's another guy, too, that just died. And he is, let me dig his name out. He is one of the beginners of pushing the climate change. And his name is, Ralph Cicerone, scientist who sounded climate change alarm, dies at 73. And Ralph, you're on the tour. Sorry, called this and didn't figure out that it was not right in all the time you were pushing this, then you're on the tour, buddy. And so you're from New Jersey, and you're on the tour list. He headed the Academy, an Academy panel commissioned by George W. Bush, which concluded unequivocally that greenhouse gases are accumulating in Earth's atmosphere as a result of human activities, causing surface air temperatures and subsurface ocean temperatures to rise. You're on the tour, buddy. The panel's conclusion was based in part on research reported in 1974 by Dr. Cicerone and two colleagues from the University of Michigan. So that's 1974. That's exactly 4 years after the first Earth Day. That's exactly 2 years after the first conference on the human environment, cooked up by Rockefeller, the Rothschild, mouthpiece by Morris Strong. So, you did that way back in 74, and if you couldn't figure out that it was all a fraud, my friend, then you're on the tour. Now, where did I get what's her name? Had her here somewhere. I was looking through. Here's some. Building resilience to catastrophic risks through public-private partnerships. That's the sell-off of your nations. And this is from September 5th, 2013. But I'm not going to go into that. This is all from the Rockefeller Foundations and that. And Cicerone was involved in this, so yeah, you're on the tour. Now, Janet Reno passed away, and she, who apparently had the power to back off Waco, didn't. And she apparently went after a lot of people who were found innocent after they'd been jailed for a long time. So, Janet, you're on the ball. And the other thing is, you work with the Clintons, and the Clintons, right after Bush, signed America onto Agenda 21. Then Clinton, I think it was through an executive order, pushed it through every piece of government and through the media and so on and so forth. So if you cared about the men and women of America, Janet, you would have stood up and called the fraud a fraud, but you didn't. And you allowed the burning of Waco and the killing of those people. And therefore, you two are now enlisted in the Piss on Their Graves tour. Now, I got an update here. Where is that? I had it here somewhere. And if somebody's got a better one than I got, where the hell did that go? CBC, the Canadian, or the Communist Broadcasting System, I had the updates on the election, I guess, which is still early. Let's see if this is it. And apparently, that ain't it. Where the heck did it go? Somewhere. So I don't know if you guys listening have voted yet. I don't know if you intend to vote. I don't know if you are right up on the fact that elections are frauds. And you know elections are frauds because the legal system is a fraud. Okay? It kills the man or woman and turns them into a corporate piece of paper. And that's how people live their lives. And that's unfortunate. So the elections are a fraud. The legal system's a fraud. And let's see what we got here. Where did all of this stuff get to? House representation by state. Where did I have? This is not what I had. Oh, here we go. Yeah, the only I see what we got. Florida. There's only a couple things in here in what I got. If somebody's got one, something that's something more up to date than I got. I got what I got here. I've only got two things in here. I got Florida, which, you know, this is early. I've got Trump with 58% of the vote. And I've got New Hampshire with, what do I got here? It doesn't give a percentage. 52% of the vote, 52.5% of the vote versus Hillary's about 41% of the vote. So what we got, what I got on this page is I have two things listed here, and now it's changed all of a sudden. Florida had Trump way out in front, like just when I said it the first time, and now all of a sudden, Hillary is ahead in Florida by 48-47%. So it could be a tight night, but the only thing I really hope comes out of this night is that the people wake up sufficiently. So the House, here's some little early votes. You need 218 to get the majority. Right now the Republicans have 9 seats and the Democrats have 3 seats. And over on the Senate, Democrats have 35 and Republicans have 32. And you need 51 to get a majority. So, wait a minute, Georgia just rolled in. Well, that's interesting. Georgia, Trump has 78% of the vote. And Hillary has 21% of the vote, but there's hardly any votes in yet. So we'll just have to see what this is happening here. But what's going to happen? Vermont, we've got Hillary against ahead of Donald by a little over twice. And New Hampshire is really tight. And Virginia, let's see, is Hillary's got, what, 300 votes more than Donald, so that doesn't mean nothing. Kentucky, Donald seems to be pretty much double what Hillary's got. And Indiana, it says here, Donald has twice the votes as Hillary. Georgia has about four times the votes of Hillary, percentage-wise. And in Florida, we've got a really tight one in Florida, but a minute ago it told me that Donald was way ahead of Hillary, and now Hillary's ahead by 10,000 votes. So Georgia looks good, though, for the Republicans. And New Hampshire, not so bad. But it's kind of a silly thing, you know. I kind of hope, I mean, if Hillary wins, we know what we get, right? So I think it would be interesting to see Donald win. You know, Donald said a lot of stuff. Like, you know, I'm going to shut down the borders. I'm going to stop immigration. I'm going to bring the manufacturing back to the country. And mind you, these are all things that not only should, but need to be done. And I say the same thing where I live in Canada. We need to shut the borders down. And I don't mean shut them down like North Korea. I mean shut them down to fair trade, not this free trade. Free trade's a race to the bottom. If you want to have a decent standard of living, how in the hell are you going to compete with somebody who's getting a dollar an hour or less? You can't do it. And we have to, I mean, the best thing to do for both our nations is just put the tariffs back in and start our own manufacturing. You want to crush the East? Simple. Start manufacturing at home again. You want a strong nation? Then start manufacturing at home again. Start making what you bloody well need. We got all the resources. I mean, they're already setting up these, what do they call, I forget what they're called, these zones. I know where I can find that because I'm supposed to call somebody. I haven't had a chance to get a hold of them yet. I've been busy, busy, busy. What are these things called? They are called the special economic zones. They're already being set up, and those special economic zones, when I looked at, and I haven't looked at that close, there's supposed to be a lady who is spending a great deal of time digging into this stuff, but what I see a special economic zone as is that the corporations, okay, you got to go back to Rockefeller, somebody's got to take the place of governments. And corporations seem to be the obvious entities to do it. And they already got it. Because your government's a corporation. But it's too messy. Okay? You got to pass votes. And you got to do this. And you got to do that. It takes years to get some of this stuff done that the corporations want done for their benefit. Never the men and women's benefit, but only the corporation's benefit. So it takes a long, long time. So now they've sucked all of the manufacturing, for all intents and purposes, out of North America. But now we're shipping our resources overseas because they need the resources. They got the manpower over there, cheap labor, but they need the resources. So they take the resources, they ship them east, and then they're manufactured and they're shipped back to the West. Well, that's a lot of shipping. That's a lot of cost for the corporations. So set up special economic zones And basically, these are like would be Washington, D.C., not even part of America. And they will bring in, they will set up factories, but you ain't going to be working in them because you're too expensive. So what they will do, and they've been doing that with this imported labor, saying, well, we got to import labor because we don't have enough people to do the job. Meanwhile, all these people are on food lines. This is all corporate garbage. So they set up these special economic zones. These economic zones will be outside the reach of labor codes, and they'll be outside the reach of the minimum wage and so on and so forth. And it saves the corporations a lot of money because now they don't have to ship the stuff. They use the resources, your resources, where they are. You're not hired. That's why they want a guaranteed income. Okay? They said, so you don't have to work. We'll give you guaranteed income. Right. But a guaranteed income ain't going to be the standard of living that you've strived for in North America. Okay? This has all been a race to the bottom, and we can stop it. So, having said that, Donald, who promises to shut things down, stop the bleeding, if you will, I hope he gets in, because we know where Hillary's coming from, right? She sold her soul, I think, probably by the age of two. Kind of reminds me of cartoons, these elections, you know. The old cartoon, I forget what cartoon was that. Maybe my sweetheart knows. What was the cartoon with the devil and the angel on the shoulders? What cartoon was that? Is that a Bugs Bunny cartoon or what? Anyways, I remember seeing cartoons when I was a kid, and they have the devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other shoulder. You know, don't do that. You'll hurt them. What do you care? You're trying to get ahead, says the devil, and so on and so forth. So, you know, this is, we'll find out if Donald, who says he hasn't basically sold his soul, if he's going to come good on what he says. And actually, he has the power to do so, because the president of the United States, like the prime ministers of any other country, are in fact dictators. They have the power. The House, the Senate, it's all just window dressing. You know, you can't say it's a republic. You can't even say it's a democracy. Because as long as the President of the United States has executive order power, then he's a dictator. He can do whatever the hell he wants. So with that kind of power, it'll be interesting to see if Donald will step forward and be a man and do what he said he's going to do. Will he shut the borders down? Will he chuck the illegal immigrants out? Because if he doesn't, then he lied. And if he doesn't fire up the manufacturing, you don't put tariffs on the imports. And again, I'm all for competition. I've said this a million times. I am all for competition, but fair competition. This free trade shit that the government allowed the corporations to get their paws on is the same as going into the starting blocks, and you're going to have a 100-meter race or whatever, and one guy's only got one leg and the other guy's got two legs. Obviously, the guy with the two legs is going to win the race, obviously. And that's exactly what free trade is, okay? It's not competition, okay? If you're paying somebody $24 an hour and they're paying $1 an hour, you can't compete. You're like a one-legged runner. You can't compete. It's an impossibility. But they sold this propaganda nonsense. Oh, we don't need those dirty manufacturing jobs. We've moved into the digital age. Well, how's that working out for everybody? If you don't make what you need, then you ain't much of a nation. So I hope Donald Trump gets in. And I hope that he is good for his word. I hope that if he does get in and he's going to be good for his word, then I hope the American people rally around the polls, so to speak. But I don't want anybody looking at Donald Trump as a hero. Okay? He is a man, one man. There's 310 or better million people in the United States. And half of those would be men. And I ain't putting down women. But the men need to really stand up. And that's why I believe Donald's going to get in, because the right has been suckered so many times. You know, they've been suckered by Ron Paul. They've been suckered by, what was that group they had? Oh, what the hell thing was that called? It was over. Ron Paul was kind of speaking for them. Whatever they were called, doesn't matter. All set up. All complete set up. Each of these things is distractions and deceptions, and the right is getting ticked off at this point, really ticked off. I think they don't want it to explode just yet. So I think they may just put Donald in there as a leveler for the time being, trying to take some of the anger out of the right. And, you know, because they're going to be all happy because Donald won. And they'll be going, yeah, we got America back. Yay! Wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. That's looking for the hero. We have to clean out the political system, the judicial system, the educational system. All got to be tore down and rebuilt. All of them. The judicial system is a fraud. The education system is a propaganda, mind-bending, mind-numbing, destructive force. The political system is corporate because it's tied to the judicial system, which is legal, which is corporate. So if the men and women of America want a future, then they're going to have to get back to law and probably go back to the three R's real quick. Failure to do that, you're going to keep going down the sewer hole. And, I don't know why people look to America all the time. They look to America as the beacon of freedom and truth, when in fact America is probably less free. Well, everybody's on the plantation. I can't say less free. But we're all in the same boat. So it's the same thing when you have other countries looking to America. If America falls, we're all done. Well, that's hero looking again. Will America be the hero of the world? Will Donald Trump be the hero of America? These are all loser moves, people. Now, if Donald does get in, and he stands up there and he says, what I told you I'm going to do, I intend to do it. And I don't know what all he intends to do. I just heard that he was talking about shutting down the borders to illegal immigrants, at least, and rebuilding the manufacturing plants of America. And that's really all that needs to be done right out of the gates. The rest of it, I mean, the healthcare system has to be revamped. That's a joke. I know, because I got sick in the States and I was quite ill. And my insurance had run out. And because I decided to stay 2 weeks longer working down there. And I got bit by something and got terribly ill. And the doctors, the nurses, everybody's really concerned about my health. I was going down quick, but they couldn't help me because my insurance had run out. And I had to, you know, say, well, whatever. You're saying I'm ill? You're very ill, is what they said. Well, fine, then fix me. Well, we can't do that. What are you talking about? You can't do that. Why can't you do that? Well, because of the accounting people in that. Oh, so this is about a fiscal thing. This is not about anybody's health. This is about money again. Well, yeah. So you're telling the money boys run whether you help somebody survive or not. Kind of. Do you not see where that's wrong, people? Do you not see where that's wrong? So I tell them, I said, I'm going to walk over there to the phone. I'm going to phone the consulate. Then I'm going to phone the media. And so on and so forth. We'll turn this into a circus. Eventually, I ended up sitting in a boardroom with lawyers, accountants, administrators. None of these people have anything to do with my health or anybody else's health. But we did get that meeting, and I sat there with these clowns, and I call them clowns. It's just about money, and the money's fake. And eventually they succumbed to my demands. And it was amazing to watch, because once they said, okay, let's go, I had nurses and doctors on me so fast it was ridiculous, because they knew I was in trouble. Now, if I hadn't been as aggressive as I was down there, I may have died. And when I think about how many people in America die because they don't know how to deal with these jackasses, it really tears me up. I mean, America, people work their entire lives in America, and then they get sick. And they lose their houses, end up on the street, and everything they work for, a quick illness, and it's over for them. That's because the men and women are not recognized in the legal system. How could you do this to a man or a woman? You couldn't do it. They don't recognize you. It's just shuffling paper around. That's all it is, shuffling paper. That's all legal is shuffling paper. And America needs to get back to law, as does Canada and Australia and Britain and every other damn place on this planet. Got to get to law. If we can't get back to law, if we can't shake this damn legal system off our backs, we're done. And it's going to take a hell of a lot more than a Donald Trump to get it done. It's going to take the participation of men and women. Not fictional, corporate, paper, legal, real, breathing, living men and women. And if those real men and women can't stand up and shove this satanic crock of shit that's been around our neck for so long, then all the Donald Trumps in the world ain't going to fix nothing. And this is what we got to do. It's not something we can't do. It's something we got to do. And if we're not prepared to do it, well, we ain't got nothing to complain about. You know, more and more people every day are getting the drift of what the hell's going on. They're getting the drift of this slavery of which we live in. This fictional world we live in. More and more people are getting the drift of that every day, and that's good news. But now we got to start taking some action. And we have the power to deal with this stuff. We have the power. So maybe Donald, Donald likes the legal system. That's the problem. The legal system has been kind of good for Donald. Get his ass in trouble and claim bankruptcy or whatever and get his ass out of trouble. You know, he's rubbed shoulders with some pretty big people. But can he change it around? Can he throw out the legal? Can he even take the oath? You know, because taking the oath is serving the state. and the states of fiction. So what does he do? If he takes the oath, he has no obligation to the men and women of America. None. And that's a fact. He serves the legal corporate system, not the men and women, if he takes the oath. Now, I intend to run for mayor in 2018 here, and I will take the oath because I cannot get into that position unless I do take the oath. I'll probably have my fingers crossed behind my back. But regardless, you can't make the changes required from the outside, really. Not unless we just walk into every legislature and every town hall and just arrest everybody and take them to court for deception, which is fraud. And, well, fraud doesn't have any time limit on it. So, you know, that's the other option, is just start arresting these clowns. But we'll see, you know. But something's got to shake down here soon. This has been going on way too long. And, you know, all of this stress and all of this chaos, the old order out of chaos, well, they've got things right chaotic now. And they're hoping when it all shakes out, they got what they want. That is total and complete control over everything on this planet, of which they're going to monetize to enrich themselves. This idea of buying water, I mean, when I was in Florida one time, I'd never seen water for sale before. I'd never seen it. I didn't even imagine it. And I was in a grocery store, and people had these big jugs, and they were going over putting money in a vending machine and putting their jugs in there, and it was filling up with water. And then they would take the water home with them. I'm thinking, what did I just witness? People buying water. Well, since then, I haven't golfed in 10, long time, but when I was golfing, they had water cans every second, third hole. And they'd been there. I mean, I caddied when I was like 12 or so. And we had water cans on the golf course where I grew up. And then when I'm golfing, when I'm 40, there's the water cans. And then all of a sudden, this big hoo-ha about, wow, we can't do that because somebody could put something in the water can. Now, why would somebody in a golf course put something in a water can? That would make no sense. But they fire up this paranoia nonsense, and lo and behold, for safety reasons, and remember, safety coming from a government institution means revenue stream for them and their corporate buddies. All of a sudden, no more water cans on the golf course. And now you're paying like $2, $2.50 for a bottle of water in a plastic bottle. Now, how could the water in the water can be more dangerous than the water in the plastic bottle? It's impossible. So now the water fountains are all gone. The water cans are all gone. The water fountains in the parks don't exist. The only way you can get water now is to bring it yourself or buy it. Even if you bring it yourself, you're still buying it because they got water meters on everybody's homes now. So they just monetize the shit out of everything, and they just bleeding everybody dry. When you have to pay for water in your nation, you ain't got a nation. Period. When you get sick and you got to hustle with a bunch of idiots, administrators, lawyers, accountants, You ain't got a nation. This idea that Donald's going to fix the nation. He may have the capacity, I wouldn't want to bank on it, but he may have the capacity to, at least in the short term, get some of these men up off their asses. These men who apparently haven't got the capacity to do anything anymore. We'll just wait for a hero to show up and fix everything. Maybe, just maybe, if Donald gets in, it will help to strengthen the minds and the spines of the men and the women and get the nation going in the right direction. But remember, you cannot have a nation with a legal system. You can't do it. Because legal, by definition, is the exact opposite of law. A legal nation is not a lawful nation. And anything but a lawful nation is no nation at all. It's a fraud. It's a slave camp. Buying and selling your paper is all it is. So I'm really kind of, now I'm rooting for Donald. This is weird because I have not spent any time whatsoever on this election. Because the people, the men and the women, aren't even involved in it. That's how pathetic this is. You've never voted in your life. People need to understand that. Okay, because the legal system does not recognize the man or the woman. Everything you do is as an agent or a proxy of something they created, the legal system created, the lawyers created, the attorneys created, turned from one lord to another. There's only two lords. There's God and the devil. And they tell you straight out that the legal system is an adversarial system. You look up adversary, who do you find? The creator? No. You find Satan. And what's Satan? Supposedly the great deceiver. And what have we been? Deceived. Well, geez, add that up. You know, connect a few dots. And you can see the problems we're having and why we're having them. Thou shalt not kill. Well, in order to get to the League of Nations and the United Nations, they killed over 200 million people, and they're continuing to kill today. Now, could that happen in a lawful system? No. A lawful system is not about war. It's about peace and freedom to do whatever it is you wish to do as long as you don't harm someone. The legal system, on the other hand, is designed to harm. It's how they bleed you. It's how they take your labor from you. No different than a sharecropper. Sharecropper goes out and works the field, and then the boss man comes along and takes his share and leaves you with very little, even though it was all your labor. That's what the legal system is. So, what do we got here? Georgia. Well, I can pretty much safely say at this point, unless there's a big voting problem here, and I love Georgia. I love Georgia. I love that accent. I ain't too fussy on the Georgia State Police when they set up their we need to get some revenue on the highway there. That gets a little ridiculous. But other than that, I mean, the best piece of road I ever, the most interesting piece of road I think I've ever driven on in my life is going through Atlanta, Georgia at night. That's like a freaking F1 racetrack or something, man. It's so neat. I love it. And I love that accent. And so Georgia here, it says, let's see, this is pretty convincing. Trump has 72% of the vote, and Hillary has 20 whatever percent of the vote. So that looks pretty red. What do we got here? Nothing new here. Let's see. We're within 70 votes in Florida, with Clinton ahead by about 70 votes. And New Hampshire, we have Hillary the Hun, I guess, has 54% to 40%. Ohio, 44 to 52 for Donald. And I'm surprised how slow these votes are coming in, though. You know, like it's, I get it. Because the polls don't close till 8 in most of the places. So, let's see, Georgia, South Carolina, Donald's ahead. North Carolina, Donald's ahead. But these are really close. I mean, there's like 10,000 votes difference. Virginia, Donald's ahead. Ohio, Donald's ahead. So right now, at this point in time, I only see states. That's Florida, New Hampshire, and Vermont have Hillary the Hun in the lead. And some of these leads are very, 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 very slim. So I would think as we head to the Midwest cutting across, I would think, California is Democrat. You don't have to worry about that. Washington State's going to be Democrat. You don't worry about that. Probably Oregon as well. Maybe not so much Oregon, but Washington. So Arizona, I don't know about them. New Mexico, probably red. Texas, I would think it would be red. Oklahoma should be red. Arkansas, Alabama, Tennessee ought to be real red. Montana should be red. Missouri, I would think, would go red. So I'm thinking that Donald's going to win this. And then we'll see what happens from there. And it's going to be a very, very interesting time. We had 8 years of that jackass. I love that color streak in Georgia. That's what you call a fast horse, eh? Looks like Trump's already coming into the third turn here while Clinton's still on the first straightaway. So there should be no difference there. New Hampshire, Clinton's pulling ahead. North Carolina, it's 8,000 votes apart, Hillary in the lead. And Ohio, Trump seems to be stretching it out. And the Republicans, according to this, you need 51 of 100 seats for majority. The Democrats were at 35 when I come on the air, I think. And Trump was down around 28 or something, 29. So the Republicans now have, according to this, 33 seats. So they're moving. And Hillary the Hun, as group, seems to have stalled out there. So the House, 21, let's see, 218 of 435 seats are required for majority. Democrats have 10, and the Republicans at this point have 21. So it looks like it may be, it just may be a complete sweep of the House, the Senate, and it looks like Donald, holy God, I got funny looking orange hair, Trump, may just be the winner in this election. I mean, it seems to be set up that way, and I still think it's set up that way, not for the benefit of the people, but for the benefit of the globalists, just to try to chill things out a little bit for a while. So if you're looking for the hero, you ain't going to get one in this election, but maybe able to slow this down a little bit enough so that the men and the women who really understand the importance of having a nation can maybe feed off of some of Donald's success here. But I wouldn't trust Donald as far as I could throw him because he ain't running the show. The military takes an oath to the state. All you got to do is go look at the Dakota Pipeline, and you'll understand that. They protect the state, and Donald will have to take an oath to represent the state, not the men and women in the nation. So, you know, he doesn't have to say much. I mean, he's only doing what the oath requires him to do. We're going to see what happens here, but it looks very much like the red is going to crush the blue, which is kind of weird because Marxist is red, right? I don't know why the Republicans picked red for a color, but they did. So let's hope it's not red on red. Let's hope we can put a stop to this globalist UN agenda. Let's hope that Donald Trump turns the United Nations headquarters into housing for the homeless and the homeless vets. If he could do that, then I think we could start turning this country around. That would be the first big step as far as I'm concerned. Show me mean business. Clean this frickin' buildings out called the United Nations headquarters. Clean them, sweep everybody that supports the United Nations global agenda from the shores of America. And that's about it for the show. So best of to all my American friends and neighbors. And we shall find out before the night is out where we're headed. And let's hope it ain't Hillary, because then they're just going to pick up the pace if she wins. And hopefully we can slow it down long enough to regroup if Donald gets in. So that's the show, and we'll be back here on Thursday night, and I'll know for sure who won, and I'll know whether or not I was right, because that last sentence that Donald Trump said at that dinner to me said it all, that he would win the election. It had nothing to do with the campaign. Had to do with the people in the audience there. And I even noticed that the media after that dinner started going a little softer on Donald. Anyways, everybody got a winner nation tonight, so we'll see what happens over the next few days. Take care. Have a great night. This is Ben. Talk to you. Shit, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for them more. They shoot, they kill, they